Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Helping you secure your future is brought to you by Alan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Well, we shift gears now to talk all things to make sure that we follow through with the golden rules of long-term investing. And why does this remain so critical? Well, if you've paid attention to the show in the last few months, you'd be well aware that when it comes to the market update, one day the markets are up and it's a fantastic rally. The next day, the markets are down and it's quite down and dreary. But ultimately, that should not sway your investment decisions in the short term, especially because there's always been news factors that we need to be worried about. But there are three golden rules for long-term investing success. We're going to find out what those rules are now with Nomi Poglani, Head of Direct and Private Clients at Alan Gray. Nomi, always a pleasure to speak to you.
Hello, Gugu. Nice to speak to you too.
Always exciting to speak to you, especially when it comes to making sure that we keep on track with our wealth creation goals. And as I've mentioned, typically we tend to be, I guess, shaken by some of the volatility we see in the markets, but we certainly need to be aware of real returns for the long term and what exactly that actually means. Maybe give us some insight there.
Sure. So, I mean, you were speaking just now about kind of the rising prices of electricity, and what real returns have to do is the return that you get over and above inflation. And so when we speak about real returns, it really reflects the increase in purchasing power that you can achieve because it accounts for that increase in cost of goods and living. So as an example, let's say inflation is 6% per year. If your investment returns an absolute return of 7% per year, then you're getting a real return of 1%.
So it's all about doing the math and actually understanding all these intricate themes around inflation and how they actually eat at our money and the real returns. And maybe that's an important one that we just need a refresher on there, Nomi. And this is why putting your money under the mattress won't be worth much in the future versus putting it in the stock market, right?
Yes, 100%. So, you know, the first golden rule for achieving these sort of long-term real returns is that you want to expose your money to equities. You know, you mentioned earlier that the markets go up and down and the sort of short-term volatility can make it really scary to invest in the markets. But really, over the long term, we see that equities have been shown to meaningfully and consistently beat inflation over time. If we look at the last 30 years, you know, South Africans have benefited from a return of 13% per year over the last 30 years, which is well ahead of inflation. And so if you can stomach the up and down that comes with investing in equities, you'll be rewarded for that in the long term.
And this speaks to a very important theme, right? Managing your risk and your risk appetite or tolerance. And this also helps to influence the kind of approach we should be participating in or taking on as investors. Talk us through this to make sure that it is consistent with the long-term goals and objectives we have.
Yes, 100%. So volatility, which is the sort of fluctuation of your investment value up and down, is one sort of proxy for risk. And the reason that is that sort of higher volatility implies that you have a higher likelihood of having these large swings in prices, and this may lead to a higher potential for losses. And that's really the case in equities. So I think the question is, how can you reduce and manage that risk? And one way is to select a unit trust that, in addition to equities, also invests in other asset classes, such as bonds and cash. And really what a well-diversified multi-asset unit trust is going to do is that it's going to enable you to invest in a portfolio of assets that will perform in different ways under different circumstances. And what that's going to do is that it's going to smooth your return experience and reduce your volatility, but still give you access to equities to generate that real growth. So that's really the second rule, is that you can lean into active management, but also diversification to help you manage the risk that comes with investing in equities.
I love the description when it comes to diversification, that it's almost like a box of chocolates and choosing the variants, whether it has caramel or nuts or peppermint. That actually widens and broadens the scope of assets that you could invest in. And even further, if you talk about, a full-on fruit basket with different investment options there. And that speaks to something that is also difficult for us to follow through with, because so often we like to follow the themes that are, have a lot of prominence, you know, when it comes to tech stocks, whether it's Apple, Nvidia, or the likes of Google, many of us tend to follow through with those trends. When it comes to the mining rush in terms of gold stocks, or even what we saw recently with the coal price, we tend to want to hurry into those particular stocks. And there's a key lesson here that we need to stay invested in the market, even when our stomach does somersaults. And maybe give us a refresher into that so that we don't necessarily follow key themes and trends when they prove to be popular.
Yeah, so what we do see is investors do sort of move in and out of whether it's stocks that are popular, or they might be moving out of certain things because they've fallen out of favor. But really, I think this behavior can be detrimental to your long-term objectives, because firstly, it just distracts you from your plan of building wealth over the long term. But the second reason is that actually what we typically see is that investors tend to leave risk assets or equities when they're most attractively valued. And so you miss out on the future rally. So as an example, you know, in 2020, asset equities experienced, you know, a drawdown of negative 21%. But overall that year, equities returned 7%, and in the very next calendar year, they were up 29%. Now, if you disinvested and you got scared away by that drawdown, you get to miss the recovery as well as the subsequent rally. So a very important rule around investing in equities is to really stay invested through the ups and downs and to look to the long term.
100%. I'm always reminded of the time during 2020 when the markets really reached, what, 39,000 points? And had you just stayed invested, you would have been able to ride out the wave. So the volatility is something that we should get used to, and just, I guess, understand the full long-term objectives that we have and want to manage. And that speaks to managing our emotions, the reactions to market volatility, and sometimes having someone who's an independent financial advisor just to keep you in check, to say, hey, Googs, don't panic.
Yeah.
Actually, just keep invested. And that's an important principle we need to remember, right, Nomi?
Yes, absolutely. I think the, you know, the benefits of having an independent financial advisor is not only that they can remind you to kind of not be swayed by the short-term news cycle and to focus on the long-term, but they play almost that that coaching role that helps you stay focused on the long-term. I think also they remind you that you know, the most important inputs and triggers to your investment decision making should be your own circumstances and your own objectives, rather than what's happening outside of yourself and externally in the market.
100%. Nomi, always a pleasure speaking to you. We'll leave it there for today. But again, appreciate the gentle reminder of sticking to our knitting. Keep to the plan. Don't waver when it comes to the volatility that we experience in the short term. So thank you again for your time, Nomi.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Gugu.
Thank you. That's Nomi Pogani, Head of Direct and Private Clients at Allan Gray. Allan Gray, helping you secure your future. 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.